Morning.
各位早安。
I understand that normally you have this service in Mandarin and Cantonese.
据我了解，你们平常是用普通话或国语跟那个广东话来做礼拜的。
So this morning I'll speak in Cantonese.
那今天我就用广东话讲。
No, I could do it in Portuguese.
其实我可以用那个葡萄牙文来讲。
It is very good to be with you today.
今天很高兴能跟大家在一起。
My wife and I were missionaries in Brazil.
我跟我太太在以前是在巴西做宣教的。
Actually, my wife was born in Brazil on the Amazon River.
其实我的太太在巴西的亚马逊河流域的出生的。
And then, after a number of years in Brazil, we moved to Mozambique.
那过了若干年之后，我们就去到莫桑比克。
And we thought we would be in Africa for many years.
那我们在非洲也住了很多年。
But then our Mission World Venture asked us to take our new role.
但是我们的机构呢 ，World Venture 就叫我们考虑一个新的角色。
Then we moved back to Brazil.
我们就因此了，我们就要搬回巴西。
And we live in a city near São Paulo.
我们住的一个小镇呢，靠近圣保罗。
And we actually have a few missionaries working in North America.
那我们其实在北美也有一些的宣教师在这边来工作的。
And on one of my visits in North America, I met Pastor John Wong.
那在我回到北美呢，做那个巡视那个事工的时候，我就碰到你们王牧师。
And I wrote him a while ago and said I was going to be in this area.
那我就给了一封信给他，我会到这个地区来。
And I said I'd like to come and visit his church.
那我说我很喜欢来拜访你们的教会。
And he invited me to speak.
因此他就邀请我今天跟大家讲道了。
And so here I am.
所以因此我就在这里。
I also want you to know that I pray for this church every Sunday morning.
我希望大家知道，我每个礼拜天早上都为这个教会来祷告。
And so it is a privilege to be here with you.
因此呢，今天能够有机会在这里是非常荣幸的。
A couple of weeks ago, it happened again in this country.
在几个礼拜前，这个国家里面再次发生一件事情。
In a city in the state of Oregon called Roseburg.
在那个奥勒冈州的一个小镇叫 Roseburg。
A very confused young man took his guns and entered into the school.
有一个年轻人，他就拿起他的枪，就进到学校里面。
And shot and killed a number of people.
那他就开枪了，杀死了好几个人。
My wife and I have lived in Oregon for many years.
我跟我的太太曾经在奥勒冈州呢住过很多年。
And we actually have a church that supports us in the city of Roseburg.
我们其实现在有一个教会在这个 Roseburg 这个镇里面也支持我们的。
When we read a story such as this,
所以当我们看到这样的一个故事的时候，
we're tempted to ask God why it would happen.
我们就会问神了，神啊，为什么有这样的事情发生呢？
God could have prevented it.
神当然可以防止这个事情发生嘛。
But why did God let this happen like it did?
然而为什么神允许这样的事情发生？
We who do know God,
我们认识神的人
are tempted to ask an even bigger question.
我们甚至希望问一个更大的问题。
Why did God let some of His children die in that attack?
就是说，甚至在这个死的过程里面，甚至有他的儿女，他也死去了。
It appears that the man did not like Christians.
好像据说呢，这个人开枪人他不喜欢基督徒。
And so he asked people what their religion was.
他又问那些人呢，你们的信什么？你宗教是什么？
And if they said they were Christians,
那假如他说他是基督徒的话，
he said, then you will see your God now.
那他们说你那现在可以去见你的神了。
And he shot and killed.
那就他就开枪杀他了。
Why would God let His children die this way?
那我们就会问了，为什么神允许他的儿女这么样死去呢？
This doesn't make any sense to us.
对我们来讲，可以不可理喻的事情。
And many times we face similar crises in our life.
在我们人生里面，我们常有不同的时间呢，碰到类似的一种的危机的信仰的危机。
Maybe not a huge crisis like a shooting in a school.
可能不是说啊，好像在学校里面开枪的事情。
Maybe it's a personal crisis.
或者是一个个人的事情。
Perhaps we have cancer.
或者我们要癌症了。
Or somebody in our family does.
或者我们的家人得着癌症。
Perhaps it is losing a child.
或者我们失去我们的孩子。
We all face these types of situations.
我们每个人都会面对碰临到这样的事情。
And our first response is usually to ask God, why are you letting this happen to us?
那我们第一个反应呢，就是说，神啊，为什么允许这样的事情发生呢？
There is a man who is in a similar situation in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有个人，他也面对类似的一个情况。
He was a prophet of God.
他是神的先知。
A man who knew God.
是一个认识神的人。
And yet he looked at his society and he was frustrated.
但是当他看他的周围的社会的时候，他就感到呢非常的不高兴了。
People did not obey the laws.
周围人不遵从神的律法。
People didn't respect each other.
彼此当中没有那个尊敬。
And these were God's people.
并且这些是神的子民啊。
And then he looked wider out from his country.
然后他看到他国家之外的事情。
And saw a huge army being developed in Babylon.
他就看到在巴比伦有一个雄大的军队在那边呢聚集。
And in the end, he worshipped God.
但是最后他仍然是敬拜神。
I want to start in the very end of this book.
因此我希望从那个这卷旧约这本书里面最后那一段开始。
With his words of trust and worship.
就是在他对向神的信靠跟敬拜的话语。
And then go back and talk through how he got to that place.
然后回头看看他怎么样能够临到这样的一个状况。
And I want to bring another story into his story.
并且我会把另外一个故事带到他的故事里面。
One that has to do with the work of missions.
就是跟我们宣教的事情有关的一个故事。
So the book ends in chapter 3, verses 17.
所以这卷书呢，就是哈巴谷书这个在第三章的最后那一段。
Please read 17 to 19.
十七节到十九节。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，要使我稳行在高处。
These are beautiful words of trust in God.
这些是美丽的信靠神的话语。
And beautiful words of worship to God.
并且是对神呢敬拜美丽的话语。
But the prophet went through a very different road to get to this place.
但是他临到这样的状态呢，其实他经过一个非常呢困难的一个阶段。
He started with some very serious questions to God.
因为当他开始的时候，他向神问了很多很非常严肃的问题。
In fact, his whole book is a series of complaints and responses.
其实整本哈巴谷书呢，都是他对神的抱怨跟神的回应。
He would complain to God.
他向神抱怨。
And God would answer.
神就向他回答。
And then he complained again.
他要再次的抱怨。
And then God answered.
神要再回答他。
So we want to see what his complaint was.
所以我们要看看他到底向神抱怨什么。
So we go back to the very first chapter.
因此我们就回到哈巴谷书的第一章。
In the first three verses, we see his complaint.
第一章第一节到第三节，我们看到他抱怨什么。
One to four.
第一到第四节，先知哈巴谷所得的默示。他说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，要起了争端和相斗的事。因此律法放松，公理也不显明，恶人围困一人，所以公理显得颠倒。”
He looked at his own society.
他看到自己的社会。
And he saw terrible sin.
他看到可怕的罪恶。
There was violence and destruction everywhere.
凶暴跟毁灭在每一处都充满了。
There was no law in action.
在世卫好像无法无天一样。
Those who had money were oppressing those who had no money.
那些有钱的是压迫那些没有钱的。
Interesting phrase that the law is paralyzed.
我们可以说呢，在法律是瘫痪了。
It just was not working.
因为没有那果效一样。
And he looks at this and it's as if he's saying to God, it's not fair.
他这样看到这样情况都神了，这样的情况根本是不公平啊。
There is no justice.
没有公义。
Now, I don't know about the different culture of the Chinese with our culture.
我不太了解中国的文化跟我的文化的分别。
And you who have children, if this is a response you have heard from your children at times.
你有小孩子的，可能有时候你从孩子的话里面听到这样的事情。
We have three boys.
我们有三个男孩子。
And often growing up,
在他们长大的过程里面，
one would say, "Dad, it's not fair."
其中有一个说，哎，爸爸不公平。
And usually it was something very important.
通常都是一件很重要的事情。
Such as my brother has a bigger piece of cake than I do.
就好像我的我的兄弟他的蛋糕比我大块一点。
That's not fair.
不公平。
My brother has a bigger, better toy than I have.
我的兄弟他的玩具比我更好。
And that's not fair.
也不公平。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你的经历怎么样。
But our answer was, well, son, life is not fair.
我就跟他们说，孩子啊，人生就是不公平的。
But it is as if the prophet is saying this to God.
当然好，在这里呢，我们看到先知是这样向神来抱怨。
He looked around him.
他周围去观看。
God, this isn't fair.
神啊，这些事情不公平啊。
I want to take you to another story.
我愿意跟大家分享另外一个故事。
1956年 in Ecuador.
在埃瓜多尔。
This is a story that is familiar to many of you.
对你们很多人讲，可能这故事很熟悉的。
A group of missionaries from the United States went to Ecuador to reach a tribe of Indians.
那么在美国群的宣教士去到埃瓜多尔的，向那些地方的原住的印第安人来传福音。
This tribe had never been reached by non-white people.
这个红地安族呢，从来没有白人去到他们当中来传福音的。
And it was hard even to find this tribe to be able to go to them.
那么在这群人来讲呢，甚至找到他们的住的地方也很困难。
Finally, the five men were able to move to an area very close to where these Indians lived.
那后来呢，这群人呢，五个人呢，他这宣教士他们终于能够呢，达到他们居住的地方。
And they waited by the side of the river to make contact with this tribe.
那么他们就在一个河边来等候，希望跟这个部族人呢有接触。
And finally, the Indians came.
后来这些印第安人就出现了。
But not in the way that the missionaries had expected.
但是不是他们期望里面那种的出现。
They came with their spears and killed all five of these men.
他们呢带着他们的弓箭那个枪来，结果呢这五个宣教士被吊刺死了。
And they left their bodies on the side of the river.
并且他们把他的尸首呢留在河边。
That looks to me to be something that I would say was unfair.
对我来讲，这个事情是很不公平。
These men wanted to take the gospel of Jesus to people who had never heard of Jesus before.
因为这群人是希望把耶稣的福音带给那些从来没有听过福音的人呢。
Doesn't God want these people to believe in Him?
难道神不是愿意这些人来相信他吗？
Would it not make more sense for him to allow these missionaries to teach them the way of the gospel?
如果神允许这些宣教士能够把神的道理教到他们，是更不是更美好的事情吗？
And God allows them to be killed?
然而神允许他们被杀死。
That doesn't make sense to me.
对我来讲，好像一个不能够想得通的一个不理解的事情。
But as you may have noticed already,
但可能你也已经知道那个故事的结局怎么样。
I am not God.
我不是神。
And so it's not doesn't have to make sense.
所以因为我不是神，所以我不知道到底为什么。
So God answers the prophet's complaint.
但是在这里呢，神就回应先知哈巴谷他的抱怨。
In verse 5 of this chapter 1 still, verse 5 and 6.
第一章的第五节第六节，耶和华说，你们要向列国观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候我行一件事，虽然有人告诉你们，你们总不信。我必兴起加勒底人，就是那常忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。
So God says, Habakkuk, I see your complaint.
那神就对哈巴谷先生说，我听到，我看到你的抱怨的事情啊。
I see the injustice of your people around you.
我看到你们社会，你的社区里面那种不公平的事情。
So here's what I'm going to do.
对，这个就是我要做的事情。
You know that nation Babylon?
你知道那个远方那个国家巴比伦吗？
They're a pretty awful people.
他们非常可怕的人啊。
Babylon was a country, it was what we now know is the country of Iraq.
巴比伦就现在伊拉克的地方。
And we have a description of what they were like.
那么这里也描述到这群巴比伦人士到底什么样子的。
Their army was sweeping through the whole world at that time.
在那个时代他们的军队呢的就啊。盖过了整个的地区
，and conquering nations and destroying cities，
征服并那个毁灭他们所征服的城市。
And so God says to Habakkuk, I am going to use them。
所以神就对哈巴谷先生说，我会用他们呢。
You're worried about the injustice of your people。
你关注到你的百姓当中不公平的事情吗
？So I am going to punish their ungodliness。
我就会。刑罚他们的不敬虔的事情。
By using an even more godless nation.
就用一个更加没有神、更加残暴的民族。
I'm not sure that was the response that Habakkuk was looking for.
当然，这个神的回应不是哈巴谷先生这所期望得到的。
He's saying God is not fair.
他说神那不公平。
Look at my people.
你看我的百姓。
And God is saying this.
神就这么说
Habakkuk, it's not about being fair.
好，这因为这个不是公平的事情。
It's all about me and what I am doing.
重要的是关于我跟我要做的是什么事情。
Our problem with this word of fair,
我们对这个所谓公平的问题啊，
is that we tend to define it according to what we want.
就是我们是按照我们自己标准来定到底是不是公平
？According to what we need，
我们按照我们的需要来定。
According to what we like，
当按照我们的喜好来定。
So if we don't get what we want，
对，假如我们得不到我们所要的呢
？We say it's not fair，
我们就说哎不公平。
But God is changing the definition of fair。
但神要我们改变这个的公平的定义。
In fact， He's throwing that word out。He's throwing the word away.
因为把它这我们的定义把它抛掉去。
It's not about fair.
不是关于公不公平的问题。
It's about me and my work.
是关于我跟我的言语的问题。
Let's go back to the story of those Indians.
所以我们回头看那个印第安人那个宣教士的故事。
And the five missionary men who were killed by those Indians.
这五个被杀死的宣教士。
What if God were to explain that the death of these missionaries was His plan?
假如神向他们解释说，你们死去是我的计划的一部分。
What if He were to say, I knew they were going to be killed?
假如神说，我知道他们会被杀死的。
And I am working in this.
并且我在他们死的过程里面也在工作。
I have a plan.
因为我有我的计划。
It still doesn't make sense to us.
当然，对我们来讲还不是好像没有办法理解。
But it helps us to understand that it's all about God.
但让我们看到的重要的是关于神他要做的。
It's not about what I want.
而不是关于我们要什么。
So Habakkuk now has another problem.
所以 哈巴谷就面对另外一个问题了。
He complained about the injustice of his people.
他抱怨他们他给百姓当中的不公平的事情。
He says it's not fair.
他不公平啊。
So God says I'm going to bring the Babylonians.
神就我又会把那带巴比伦人来。
And they are going to deal with that injustice of your people.
并且他们来了就要处理在你百姓当中不公平的事情。
Because it's all about what I'm doing.
因为是关于是我要做的是怎么做法。
Is God going to use ungodly people like the Babylonians to bring justice to his people?
神紧张要用好像这个巴比伦这么残暴人来把公平刑罚带到来处理他百姓当中不公平的事情吗？
So he brings another complaint to God.
因此那么哈巴谷就带来另外一个抱怨了。
In verses 12 and 13, still in the first chapter.
第一节十二十三章，第一章十二十二节，耶和华我的神啊，我的圣子啊，你不是从亘古而有吗？我们必不致死。耶和华啊，你派定他要刑罚人，磐石啊，你势力他要惩治人。你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶。行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞蜜比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？
He says, God, you are holy.
他说神啊，你是圣洁的。
You are pure.
你是纯洁的。
You can't tolerate injustice.
你不能够容忍任何的不公平。
So how can you use this ungodly nation?
那你怎么能够使用这个不敬虔的国度？
You see, now his problem isn't with fairness.
那现在他的问题不在乎公不公平那方面。
His problem is with his concept of God.
乃是他对神的观念。
God, you should act like I act.
神啊，你应当好像我这样来做事情。
You should do what I think you should do.
你应当好像我所想法的去做事情。
Because I know you.
因为我认识你。
You're so pure.
你非常圣洁。
And that is true.
不错，神是圣洁的。
But he did not really understand who God was.
但是哈巴谷现在其实不能够完全明白神真正是怎么一位神。
God was doing something that Habakkuk did not understand.
因为神在这过程里面做些事情是哈巴谷现在不明白的。
And the very key to this whole story is in the next few verses.
那个这个故事当中的关键的经文就在跟着那几节。
Habakkuk did not understand what God was doing.
哈巴谷不明白神为什么这样做。
Did not make sense to him.
对他来讲个不可理喻的。
But look what he does in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
但是在第二章呢的第一节第二节神做了些什么呢？
Just verse
1我第一节我要站住守望，我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么，我可以用什么话向他申冤呢？
Even though he didn't understand,
虽然现在不明白，
he says this is what I'm going to do.
但是他说我要这么做。
I'm going to stand up on the wall.
我在那个城墙上面站着。
And you understand that Jerusalem as a city had a huge wall surrounding it.
大家知道耶路撒冷当时呢有一个很高大的城墙围绕着这个城。
And there were areas in this wall where you could look over the whole country.
并且呢有一些地方呢它的高度你可以观看到整个国家。
He says, I'm going up there to wait.
他说我要上到那边来等候。
I'm going to see what God is going to do.
我在那里看看到底神要做些什么。
And I'm going to see how he's going to answer my questions.
并且要看他怎么回答我的问题。
He still didn't understand.
他仍然不明白。
But he was going to wait on God.
但是他愿意来等候神答案。
And that is the key to this story.
那这个就是这个故事的关键的地方。
When we don't understand, we still wait on God.
虽然我们不明白，但我们仍然带着一个等待的态度。
Because there's no way to get to that trust and worship at the end without waiting.
因为假如没有这个等候等待呢，就没有办法达到最后他那个敬拜那个情况。
And God answers him again.
那最后，因为最后神终于就回答他了。
In verses 2 and 3,
在第二章第三节，他对我说，将末这末世明明写在榜上，使读的人容易读，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚方。虽然延迟，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再延迟。
God gives him a revelation.
神给他一个启示。
He's saying, Habakkuk, let me explain what's going to happen.
他说好，哈巴谷，让我解释到底要发生什么事情。
Let me tell you a little bit more about the story that I am writing.
我要告诉你我写的故事。多一点的事情。
Because Habakkuk, you don't know the end of the story yet.
因为哈巴谷啊，你还不知道这个故事最终要怎么结束的。
And that is exactly why we wait at times.
那这个就是为什么必须等候的原因。
It seems like we don't have an answer.
因为现在好像我们没有答案。
But we still wait.
但我们要仍然等候。
Because we don't know the end of the story.
因为我们不知道故事会怎么演变下去。
The Jewish day, it's interesting, I don't know if you're aware of this, the Jewish day starts at sunset.
大家不知不知道犹太人的每日呢是从太阳下山六点钟下山的时候开始的。
So about 6 o'clock in the evening is the beginning of the day.
所以通常呢下午六点钟就是他们的每一日的开始。
And then begins the darkness.
然后跟着就晚上了。
And finally comes the daylight.
然后呢，跟着来的才是黎明。
Until the day ends at 6 o'clock the next evening.
并且到这个日呢，就到第二天的六点钟结束。
That is a beautiful illustration of what Habakkuk had to go through.
那这个犹太人日呢，可以成为呢。哈巴谷先生他要经历过的一个很实体的描述。
He experienced the darkness of the night first.
因为他先经历是那黑夜的黑暗。
Before the light of day came to give him light for the new dawn.
然后的那个天亮的日光才把那个光明带来。
Going back to our story of the men.
所以我们再次回去，那就是宣教士寻道的事情。
It doesn't make sense that God would allow these 5 missionary men to die.
我们觉得这五个宣教士呢死去的可不可以理喻的事情。
How would this tribe be reached?
那么这个民族怎么样能够听到福音呢？
So a while afterwards, the wife of one of the men who died.
那后来呢，就是。其中五个人，其中一个死去的宣教士，他的太太。
And the sister of another one of the men who died.
并且另外一个的死去宣教士，他的妹妹。
Returned to this very tribe that killed their men.
这两个女人就回到这个杀死他们亲人的这个的印第安族人族的那里。
The men were never able to reach the tribe.
这五个人没有办法把福音传给这个民族。
But the women who lost their husbands and brother were able to enter into the tribe.
但这两个女人竟然能够进到这个群体当中。
They preached the gospel to these people of the tribe.
他们就向着这个的族裔来传福音。
And many of them believed in Jesus.
但后来很多人相信了。
They established a church.
他们就建立了教会。
They had leaders from the tribe that were leaders of the church.
他们有他们族裔的人来做他们的教会的领袖。
And one of the most beautiful pictures from that incident was this.
那最从这个故事当中最美丽的幅图画是什么呢？
The son of one of the missionaries who had died in the attack.
就那个其中一个死去宣教士他的一个儿子。
Returned to this tribe.
他来到这个族裔里面。
And he was baptized by one of the men who killed his father.
他就受到那个其中一个把他父亲杀死的一个人，他的来跟他施行那个敬礼。
Who could write a story like that?
谁能够写这样的一个故事的结局呢？
But it was God doing his work in ways we couldn't understand.
乃是神 在他的工作里面做些我们不能够理解的事情。
The men couldn't get to the tribe.
那些人不能够领到这个族裔。
But the women were able to do the work that God wanted done.
但那些妇女却能够做成神要做成的这个族裔里面的工作。
And so we come to the end of the book.
因此我们来到这个哈巴谷书的终结了。
And the prophet can say, God, now I'm beginning to understand.
在这个时候，先知能够向神说，神啊，我开始能够有点理解了。
He repeats in chapter 3 all of the things that he has seen God do.
他就在第三章里面重复他看到神所做的一切的事情，把它重复出来。
And he comes to a place of trust.
然后他来到一个能够信靠的一个地步。
Now he trusts in God.
也他信靠神。
But that doesn't mean his problem has been resolved.
那不等于他的问题得到完全解决啊。
There's still injustice in his city.
也在他城市里面仍然有不公平的事情。
The Babylonian army is still coming.
那些巴比伦的军队仍然要打来啊。
But he knows God is in control.
但是他知道神仍然在掌权的。
And he can say, I trust God, I trust you for your plan.
他能够向神说，神啊，我相信你的计划。
But he not only trusts in God and his plan.
但是他不单单的相信神的计划。
But then he worships God for his plan.
他更加因着神的计划来敬拜神。
Because he knows God is doing something amazing.
因为他知道神在做一些奇妙的事情。
I don't know what's happening in your life right now.
所以我不知道在现在在你生命里面发生什么事情。
I don't know what crisis you may be going through in your own personal life.
我不知道你所面对的什么危机什么的大的问题。
It may seem hopeless to you.
对你来讲可能这些的情况会没有盼望。
It may seem like it's just not fair.
可能对你来讲觉得很不公平。
And I can't explain it for you.
并且我也不能够替你来解释。
All I can do is point you to God.
但我能够做的乃是把你眼光指向神。
Because it's not about your crisis.
因为问题不是你所面对的问题。
It's not about your problem.
不是关于你的问题。
It's not about your struggle.
不是关于你的挣扎。
It's all about God and what He's doing in your life.
是关于神。跟他在你生命里面要做些什么事情。
And I can also say this.
并且我能够这样对你说。
It's not the end of the story.
并且你现在经历的不是你的故事的结束。
Whatever you are going through right now.
无论你现在经过什么。
It's not the end.
不是终结。
God is writing something incredible in your life.
因为神要在你生命里面继续写的非常奇妙的一个故事。
All you can do is wait on God.
你所能够做的乃是要等候他。
Trust in Him.
相信他。
And worship Him.
并且敬拜他。
The story about the missionaries does not end there.
对那些的死去的宣教士，他们的故事不是那里结束。
Years later, a missionary was in Africa.
很多年之后，一位宣教士去到非洲。
And he visited a Christian church in a Muslim country of Africa.
他在一个回教的国家里面就他探访一个的基督徒的教会。
And he met a young African man who had converted from Islam.
他就碰到一个非洲的人，他是从回教徒归信基督教的。
So this missionary asked him how he could stand up to the trials that he went through.
他就问这个年轻人，你怎么能够来面对你所面对的很多逼迫呢？
The African man told a story.
那这个回教的
He met an American missionary.
信徒跟这他说，他我碰到一个美国的宣教士。
And he accepted Jesus.
所以他就接受主耶稣了。
His family was so angry, his mother tried to kill him.
那他的家庭呢非常生气，他妈妈甚至要把他杀死了。
So this young missionary man who was visiting him asked him this question.
那这位年轻宣教士呢就问这个非洲的归转基督教的年轻人他的问题了。
How could you stand firm in all of these trials?
你在这么的试炼当中，你怎么能够站立得稳呢？
And the African man told the visiting missionary.
那这位的 非洲人这样回答。
My pastor gave me a book.
他说我的爸爸给我，我的牧师给我本书。
About five men who went into a jungle in South America.
关于那个五个宣教士去到那个中美洲的一个的森林里面。
He said, I've lived in a desert all my life.
他我整一生都住在沙漠当中。
I think it must be very scary to live in a jungle.
我说我相信在那个去森林的一个很可怕的一个种经历。
But I read the story of these five men who went to tell the Indians about Jesus.
他说我读到了这五个宣教士，他要去把那福音讲给那这的印第安族的来听。
Who were killed even with and did not defend themselves against the Indians.
他们被杀死，他们却没有抵抗。
That gave me strength to keep going.
他说这个故事，他们的故事给我力量，去继续持守我的信仰。
This visiting American missionary.
这个的拜访，这个的美国的宣教师。
His name was Steve Saint.
他的名字叫 Steve Saint.
He was the son of one of the men who died in that attack.
他就是那五个死去宣教士里面其中一个的儿子。
And he told that man in Africa, yes, that story is true because it was my father who died.
他对这个非洲的弟兄就是说，这个故事是真的，因为其中一个就是我的父亲。
And the African man was so thrilled to know that the story he had read was a true story, and here was proof.
那么这个的非洲的信徒他非常高兴，因为他所读的故事是一个真的故事，并且现在他面前就是一个证据了。
And Steve Saint could say I now see why God allowed this to happen.
那这个的儿子就能够说，我现在看到神为什么允许这个事情发生。
This is more evidence that God is working out his plan in ways we do not understand.
这个就是神的一个的证据，让我们在一切宣教事情里面，他的计划怎么样
？I just invite you then to wait.
因此，我就请求你在神面前等候。
Trust in God.
信靠神。
And to worship Him even in the midst of your struggles.
并且在你的挣扎当中，仍然是敬拜他。
Because God is God, and He is writing His story.
因为神就是神。他继续在你身上来写他的故事。
Let me just pray for you, God.
我们一起祷告。
We believe you are God. You are the one true God, sovereign over all things.
神啊，我们信靠你，你是伟大有主权的神。
You are writing your story, O God.
神啊，你在写你的故事。
Reveal it to this church.
就让你的这个故事向这个教会来显明出来。
Reveal yourself to this people.
并且把你自己向我们这每一个人来显示。
Give them faith to trust you.
让我们有信心来信靠你。
Give them power to worship you.
让我们有力量来敬拜你。
That you may be glorified in their lives.
以致你能够在我们生命里面得着荣耀。
That you may be glorified in this church.
也并且在这个教会里面得着荣耀。
And we pray this in the name of your Son Jesus.
我们这样是靠着主耶稣的儿子的名来祷告。Amen. Amen.